Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com, Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
Okay, welcome to the bracket, episode 141. Today, originally we were thinking of maybe doing just worst general jerseys in honor of football season starting to heat up a little bit. But instead, we're going to be doing just the dumbest shit in the NFL store. Partially expired from a while, I think of last year. I was just thinking about how stupid all the shit in the Chargers store is. And then I went through for all this, and people sent in a bunch as well. Just found a whole bunch of just the most ridiculous things you've ever seen in your life. And we have Nick KB and Che back. Been a hot minute, right?
Yeah, we were at camp last week.
Yeah, how was camp?
Blast.
So fun. So much fun.
We did like
my favorite thing I've done here at Barstool, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
We had like the most Walmart version of that. And like that, what did we do at that park like a few months ago where we did Flag Day or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
It's so pathetic.
I, as a kid, cried my way out of every camp. I had a real phobia of camp for some reason.
I mean, it makes sense just looking at
I
you.
I only did day camp. Like, I would take the bus in the morning.
I cry my way out of day camp. I never even thought about sleepaway camp. There was a day camp in my town, like 5 minutes from my house, where my cousin was a camp counselor, and I still couldn't handle that.
But before we get into the actual episode, let's talk about Babbel. Do you want to learn a new language? Well, the best way to uproot is to uproot your entire life and drop yourself in the middle of a new country and figure it out from there. But if you're not ready for that, you can still learn a language the next best way, and that's with Babbel. Speak like a whole new you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that gets you talking. If you're wasting $100 on private tutors or on other crappy places, the old-school way of learning a new language, this is great for you. Babbel's 10-minute lessons are quick and handcrafted by over 200 language experts ready to get you talking a new language in as little as 3 weeks, because talking is the key to really knowing a language. I use Babbel to help learn Spanish. It's been amazing. Actually using it for a skit, I think, later this week. Should be fun. Designed for real people having real conversations, Babbel gets you talking. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/lights. Get 60% off at Babbel.com/lights, spelled Babbel.com/lights. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's Jay, I'll never forget it for as long as I live. Rather have $20 than full fluency immediately in a foreign language.
Yep.
It's a bit asinine.
It's still pisses me off to this day.
Rest in peace to the founder of Barnes & Noble, by the way.
Today? Just today.
Died? Yeah, 81. Oh. I love Barnes & Noble. Very underrated place to get last-minute Christmas presents for people.
Yeah. Oh, that's a cool selection of things you wouldn't expect.
Yep. A great little, if you're ever in a hurry, in a problem before Christmas, go to Barnes & Noble.
What
they got some
stuff. It was Best Mall Store. Barnes & Noble was on. I feel like we talked about Barnes & Noble.
Great place to get a little last-minute Christmas present.
Was it Barnes & Noble that died?
Neither of them were named Barnes & Noble. This guy's name is
that's
Leonard
shocking.
Riggio. An Italian.
Oh, God. They got a good one.
Let's get into our first matchup of the day. Dumbest stuff that we find in this store. First up being this giant, and again, this is going to be an episode tougher for podcast fans, but or for listeners. Definitely highly recommend watching it instead. First matchup is this massive yellow Steelers tee with about the biggest logo you could possibly imagine.
That's a pretty big logo.
Dead center. And going up against the cheesehead fedora magnet. Oh, cheese. Just looks dude.
That's going to be hard to beat.
The cheesehead fedora?
Fedora magnet.
Those are three things that just don't go together.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think the Steelers shirt looks pretty cool.
It's odd that there's nothing on the back, and then there's a small Steelers logo on the sleeve. It's one black sleeve that's throwing me off.
It's just the biggest logo.
It's like if you had...
The problem is that it's the magnet. The cheesehead fedora is kind of cool. It's the Vince Lombardi fedora type of thing. Why are you making it a magnet?
Or if you're going to make it a magnet, why not just make it a cheesehead magnet? Why convert it to a fedora?
Yeah, it's doing two. It's doing two things.
Classic cheesehead.
Yeah, it's like either be a cheesehead fedora to wear on your head, or be a regular cheesehead magnet.
Hell, do a fedora magnet.
Yeah, or a fedora magnet, but you can't combine all three. You can have any other combination of the two features.
Ken Jack, end the episode.
Just immediately the cheesehead magnet.
It would be very hard to beat the cheese. And it's also, just picture how small a magnet is.
It would just look you can't like even a tell piece it's of a cheesehead.
Dude, it's so small.
Is that like, I feel like every cheesehead I've seen from Packer fans are like, cheat. Like, they're not fedoras.
Yes. But like, yeah, it's a slice of cheese,
right.
Like Tom and Jerry.
Why did they make it a fedora for the purposes of a magnet?
They also have the cheesehead top hat magnet, and they have the cheesehead sombrero magnet.
Sombrero magnet is that you can get further away.
Different types of hat. Oh, and a cowboy hat. That's just a different team.
Just too many. So let's start with you, Glenny. The massive logo Steelers shirt or the tiny cheesehead fedora magnet.
I know we're all talking shit about the magnet immediately, and I'm going to vote magnet here as dumber. But I mean, also that Steelers shirt kind of rocks.
You like the Steelers shirt?
I've slowly been becoming a big fan of the more like magnified logos. Like even last week, at DK Horse with the Travers, the Syndicate, that crew, they have like kind of that style of shirt there.
Okay.
I think it looks pretty good. So I don't hate the Steelers shirt. I'm going to go with the Cheesehead.
One for the Cheesehead magnet. Since we're one down today, I'll vote now. We'll go with the Cheesehead magnet as well. I think the Cheesehead magnet's hysterical.
Yeah, the Steelers shirt, it's a bit of an ugly shirt. But at the end of the day, it's like, all right, that's a... You can more easily explain why you have a Steelers shirt than why you have a fucking cheesehead fedora magnet. So I'm going to go with that.
Cheesehead fedora magnet. Nick?
It's 3 inches wide, so it's a decent-sized magnet, and it's made
huge.
Of the same
That's
material.
Huge.
It's made of the same material as the cheesehead. So it's a squishy magnet.
So it's foamy.
It's a foamy magnet. It's so sick. Yeah, it's that.
Another one for the magnet, KB.
Yeah, that's got to be like the least purposeful item in the world, because the cheesehead hat, we know it's cheese because it's shaped just like a hunk of cheese.
Right.
When you rearrange it into a fedora shape, it doesn't look like cheese anymore.
It's a yellow hat.
And then it's a magnet.
It's too many things.
It's the cheesehead fedora magnet.
Jay.
So on my fridge, I do have a bunch of magnets that are small like this. So like, 3 inches.
Are any of them cheesehead fedoras?
No, but they're just like little, like almost like half marbles.
Che, is there a way to shorten like fedora magnet? What would you call it? It's how I catch gaze in my.
It's the opposite to track though, so it could catch.
This could be practical, but it's just so stupid.
I just bought it.
Color. You did?
Yeah.
Which one? I'm thinking about buying one.
I got fedora or you the other hats? I mean, maybe like for Monopoly people?
Shipping is $7.95.
You're doubling the price, basically.
I mean, you might as well get like three different magnets. Yeah. Make it worth it.
Yeah, cheesehead fedora magnet.
Cheesehead fedora magnet's going to move on. Next up, we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is a gaming chair for the Washington football team that is $1,100.
Oh my god! I was gonna say that's
what
not that
fuck?
Bad.
An $1,100 gaming chair that it's just a regular gaming chair with one W sewn into the middle of it, and that's going up against this Bucks gnome house, which is just I don't know exactly what the purpose of it is.
What is FOCO?
I'm assuming it's the brand name.
Che, that's how I picture your cock.
It's just a little mushroom.
Wearing the cheesehead fedora.
So this tiny little Bucks mushroom house versus the $1,100 Washington football team gaming chair. Start with you, Che.
So the gnome house and those type of ornaments, there is a market for that. A lot of people... I don't say a lot of people, but I have definitely seen several houses that have lawn gnomes and gnome type architecture.
I think there's a bigger magnet for chairs.
Bigger market.
Bigger market for chairs. So that's what I was gonna. I don't really game anymore. How much are gaming chairs? Like, can't, is this an what?
It can't be that much. It can't. Like, you can find a cheaper gaming chair easily.
I'm sure you can find a cheaper one, but like, is this in the ballpark? Well, of a
nice gaming chair? Yeah, I don't think it's upcharged. That
well, how, yeah, how much more is this Phantom gaming chair because it has the one measly logo on it?
Phantom gaming chair.
I mean, this chair, the chair itself is fine. It's the price. Like, it, you know, $1,000. I think that chair, like, that's kind of a, whatever.
I just looked up gaming chair. I'm seeing a lot for just like $130.
So I just found Phantom gaming chair $300 on Amazon.
Oh. Yeah.
Is it a Phantom X?
It's a Phantom 3. Gaming chair.
Phantom X might be a little more advanced.
Because if this is somewhat in line with the price, and I was going to buy a gaming chair, I would definitely spend the extra $40-$50 to have my team logo on it.
So a Phantom X gaming chair, $700.
I also right now I'm looking at a place from Secret Lab.
Upcharge?
That seems like they make a lot of gaming chairs. They have a custom Flash gaming chair. And that's only at $674.
I'm seeing all like $600, $700. They're charging you like $400.
Does it have the cool little headrest?
Yeah.
This looks like a nice gaming chair.
Yeah.
So NFL Shop and a lot of these stores are run by Fanatics.
Yes.
Like that as a parent company. And they use their own software and whatever. So this is going to be the same price on multiple sites. That being said, they don't necessarily have a monopoly, but like pretty close to it, so they can charge whatever they want. This is way too expensive. If this was in line, I would think this is very cool. That all being said, it's still the Gnome Mushroom House. That's, we don't need that.
The Gnome Mushroom House. KB.
Yeah, that's stupid, in my opinion.
The Gnome House?
I know, but Che's right. A lot of people are into collecting gnome stuff.
But like the Venn diagram has to be someone that collects gnomes.
I'm going the $1,000 chair. That's ridiculous.
One for the $1,000 chair, Nick.
I get wanting to show your fandom, but like that's just get the regular chair and wear out. Like you're not even going to be able to see that.
No,
when you're sitting down,
it's going to be on.
You can't see it.
Get it decked out in Commanders,
and it should be like maroon colored.
Mm-hmm.
It's black. Yeah, the chair is.
It's.
What? It looks like if you go to the team facility, like they probably sit in those type of chairs, not necessarily like that type of gaming chair, but like in their like film room, there's probably a bunch of those like chairs that look like
trying
that.
To role play as like as an executive.
Yeah. As he plays Madden, like GM of the Commanders.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This feels just like how they sit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is what must be what Terry McLaurin's ass feels like. Yeah. The chair.
Two for the chair. Tommy.
I'm going with a fucking mushroom house. I mean, look, I know the price is crazy, but, you know, at the end of the day, whatever. It's a gaming. Like, just if we weren't taking the price into consideration, which I guess we are, still, like, I don't know. A gaming chair, it's only a few $100 more than other gaming chairs. It does seem crazy. It's $300 to sew in a logo, but I don't know. Sewing can be expensive. Who the fuck would ever buy this little mushroom house? So I'm going with the mushroom house.
2-2. I think between the two, just the idea that someone would spend $1,000 on a gaming chair in general is way over the top. So I think I'll just go with that because, you remember, like Nick was saying, when you sit on the chair, it's not like anyone can even see it. And I assume the people that would buy that would be like more pro streamer type people anyway. So I don't know.
You'd think.
3 for the chair, 1 for the house.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
I'm no gnome freak, but I'm going straight up for the chair. I think the gnome house kind of looks cool. A great point by Nick. It's not even, not only is it not just the W, it's not even commander colored.
Yeah.
And it's a steady, like the most expensive chair we just came across was like $680.
Yeah.
And then most of them were $200. This is $1,100.
It's fucking crazy amount
for nothing. Like
put a Washington blanket over the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, the chair, it would be hard to beat that chair. That chair is a moronic purchase.
Yes. So the chair is going to move on. Now we have the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is this. It's a Bengals Aztec calendar wheel.
Oh, that sounds awesome off the bat.
Wheel of Fate.
Work going up or play.
Sorry, that thing was awesome.
Yeah, and that's going up against the number 8 seed, the Mitch Trubisky outdoor flag from the Steelers.
Oh.
So you could display your Mitch Trubisky pride despite him.
And he never was meant to be the starter there. That's just a backup.
No, he was. He was team captain. Kenny Pickett's rookie year?
Kenny Pickett's rookie year. So Kenny Pickett was like, he was never meant to be the long-term.
Is he still on the team?
I think he left and came back. The Bills now, right?
Yeah.
So you can get a player that's no longer on the roster, outdoor team flag of Mitch Trubisky, who was a bad starter for them, or the Bengals Aztec wheel.
Wait, what is the wheel?
Wait, so that's not an Aztec. Okay, so
it's
there is
wheel
an Aztec wheel.
Of fate.
So yeah, it's not. Where are you going to get
Aztec? There is an Aztec wheel. I think I picked the wrong one. I'll find the right one.
They have an Aztec wheel. This is the Wheel of Fate, Kendrick.
Yeah, the Wheel of Fate. This
cool.
seems like one of those, like you go down your basement. It's like the 10 dude rules, kind of on the similar thing to that.
Yeah,
it's
am
like
I going to clean rules. Today or am
no
I
no
gonna...
women down here?
It has like Windex, a vacuum, iron, a plunger, a broom, and game time.
A laundry machine.
So what is this for? Is it supposed to be cheeky? Like, of course I'm going to play and not.
I like to imagine there's someone chore. Out there who's really just. Lives their life by this Bengals
plays
wheel.
This?
Who abides by it?
This is a Chiefs Aztec wheel.
Yeah, that's. I was just trying to find the Aztec wheel.
Do they have one for every team?
Let's see. What would be the worst team to have an Aztec wheel?
Any, but...
The Commanders?
Yeah. It always comes down to the Commanders, yeah.
The Patriots?
Old school Commanders?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Yeah. That's a good point.
It's got the month and day.
Oh, there sure is a Commander's Aztec wheel.
So it looks like you spin it, and it has the actual date.
Why would you spin it? Is this not just electronic?
Oh, it might be electronic.
The worker play wheel has way more stuff to work than to play. That wheel sucks.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. If you spin that at 12:59 on a Sunday.
Yeah, there's only four things for game time.
I think the Aztec wheel kind of looks sick.
It does.
The idea of the Bengals.
That's my Chiefs Aztec wheel. Don't mind my Chiefs Aztec wheel. That's sick.
Okay, Chiefs cool. I think makes more sense, but
the
if
chore
it was a-
wheel is bizarre.
The chore wheel I think is better for this bracket because it's dumber.
Yeah.
Okay, let's stick with the chore wheel. The chore wheel versus the Mitch Trubisky outdoor flag. Just a dumb one. Glenny.
This is tough. I'm a Mitch Trubisky guy. The
loves kissing titties, people.
Yeah, he loves kissing titties. I'm a Mitch guy. This obviously should, I guess, be in the clearance area, but Tommy made a great point. The Wheel of Fate, if I'm purchasing the Wheel of Fate, you should kind of abide by the Wheel of Fate, and there's only four slots for game time. So if I spun the Wheel of Fate at 12:55 p.m. on a Sunday and I got mow the lawn, you theoretically should have to mow the lawn. So I'm going to go with the Wheel of Fate being dumber.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's like a trap gift for wives for their husband? Like, yeah, I got you a cute little teen gift.
It's a shocking wheel.
Yeah, after consideration of that, I would pick the Trubisky flag, the fact that's even for sale, or why anyone, even when Trubisky was, like, just got there, like, why you would want to display that is beyond
me. There were no expectations. Like, he didn't have lawn flag expectations. I'm telling you that.
But that's crazy, but I do think the wheel is way
worse. I don't even know if Mitch Trubisky's family is buying that flag. No.
I was going to say, if I saw this, I'd be like, oh, there's Mitch Trubisky's parents' house. Yeah. Like, that would be the only way that would make sense to have. Yeah. Or if you want to convince people that you're Mitch Trubisky's family members for some weird reason.
But that would work on me. Just be like, I'm not related to Mitch. Look at my lawn.
Yeah.
That's an immediate family member.
Yeah. Yes. Not even a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
So at least that has that use. You can prank people into thinking you're Mitch Trubisky's second cousin. The Wheel of Fate is so dumb. I mean,
it's so dumb.
If you have the Wheel of Fate, you have to abide by the Wheel of Fate, and you're never going to get to fucking watch football. You're going to be doing laundry. You're going to be sweeping.
Is it set up to where it only lands on football?
No. Oh, like, is it weighted?
That would be cool.
So that's bad for the NFL product if they're just like, yeah, sorry, you can't watch.
Right.
That's bad for them.
Or if you want to make it, like, cheeky, then put, like, you know, 11 of the 12 or football and one is, like, a broom or something. This is just fucking stupid. So I'm going with the Wheel of Fate.
Well, another for the Wheel of Fate. Nick.
I just... This is from, like, a graphic design perspective. The Trubisky, it's so crammed up at the top. And I hate the modern Steelers uniforms. I love their throwback blocky letters. The italic numbers don't... That's not tough and gritty in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't like the italic numbers.
It doesn't suit them. But, I mean, obviously, it's
when
the Wheel
switch?
Of Fate. As long as I've been alive.
Bettis had the blocks.
Yeah.
But then, so probably...
Oh,
97, 96.
It's as long as I've been remembering football has been these.
Yeah, but it was probably I think Cordell Stewart was the first one to have.
He had these. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but it's Wheel of Fate, which is just, it's so dumb.
It's a trap, KB.
It's like NFL hurting themselves.
I don't get it. It's not practical. It's not funny. It's just unnecessarily useless. The Wheel of Fate.
Wheel of Fate. Jay.
Wheel of Fate's horrible because, yeah, theoretically, the only practical time to use this is just before kickoff. And also, who's leaving a shit in the toilet that is clogged and up until kickoff?
Yeah, plunger. Babe, I can't clog my turd. Game's on.
Yeah.
There's also like a Windex logo.
Honey, let's check with the Wheel of Fate.
It has a 1.9 rating on the store.
It should have, like, those people.
What would you.
You're
and also the fit is run small. It's a tiny little wheel.
People who buy it are dumb. People who buy it and are then disappointed by it are even
what
dumber.
What are you expecting?
Yeah, I had to fucking do laundry. Right
eight
the Wheel of Fate
reviews.
Made me fucking clean my windows.
What are the 5-star reviews?
8 5-star reviews. Nobody's written a text review. 8 5. This is just the Bears one. 8 5-star reviews. 31 1-star reviews.
It must be gifted a lot.
It's even worse than advertise.
Did that actual review?
Stupid fucking wheel won't let me watch any football.
So wait, all the ratings are the same for the teams, but
let's see.
Yeah, is there a YouTube video of it? I just want to see it in action. Like, does it? This shit's awful.
It's so stinky. It's unbelievable.
I'd rather have the fucking cheese fedora, Mac.
But now we can do our chain game as the Bengals wheel moves on. First up, we have the very interesting painting of Tom Brady for $15,000.
Holy shit.
On the Fanatics team store.
Oh my God. But that's on the official store.
That's on the Fanatics store.
That's a painting, right? Or
it's
a
one of one.
Is it a one of one?
Oh, okay. So that does have some value.
That's why I put a chain game there because the art part of it.
It's not good.
I agree.
It's not good.
Harrison Butker's women's jersey.
Yeah.
This like Giants gi. I don't really understand what this thing is. Totally.
Wait, what is
it? Awesome. It's wear by. It's an Aaron Andrews brand.
It's a woman's brand. Yeah, she makes the women's NFL clothes on. NFL
yeah, shop. It doesn't look great to be honest.
It looks like Japanese.
It has like a built-in purse
like pouch.
What is this piece? What is it for?
I think it's just like a thing you put stuff in. This Patriots like mess T-shirt. When I originally
it's like a metallic tank top. Yeah. That's horrible.
What an outrageous.
And nothing on the back is crazy. Dude,
and we talked about it. I forget about showing this to. We're like, you know who has
it's
at
the
least
worst tank top.
You know who has at least like 5 of these is Fasoli.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Picturing him, yeah.
It's got like 5 different colorways of this thing. And then lastly on this chain is this one, just because I don't get who would wear this. This NFL, the pick is in.
this is like something they would give away at the team
the
draft.
Pick
exactly.
The
they would shoot this in. Out of a. They would shoot this out of a cannon into the crowd, yes. Or something. I just don't know who would ever purchase it, let alone for $26.
This is, I think this is funny. I'm getting a Steelers one.
Steelers, the pick is in shirt.
For next year's NFL draft show, you just come up instead of Frank playing the keyboard.
I'm just in the T-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. So to run through the options again, the $15,000 painting of Brady that doesn't particularly look good. Harrison Butker's women's jersey, the Giants gi, the Patriots mesh tank top, and the NFL, the pick is in, slightly looking Commander's shirt. Let's start with you, Che. Which one do you want to move on to against our one seed?
The Brady picture, like, I can actually see some of that. If you're, like, very into comic books, very into Tom Brady with Patriots, like, and you're into art, like, $15,000 seems steep, but, like, art prices are insane. So I'm actually not going to knock that one.
My counterpoint is it's on the NFL Pro Shop. If this is like, an auction somewhere, yeah,
but it's one. It is one of one, so it's not, like, a print, which...
But what does that mean? Who is Brian Kong?
He must be a great artist. Yeah, but.
It could be anybody.
It looks amateur.
He's just some
hell.
Like mass hole.
Yeah, but it looks like it's signed by Brady.
That's
that
what
would change
painted,
it up.
Yeah.
All right.
You think they forged his signature?
I think it would say if that was a real signature. I think that'd be way more.
But nobody browsing the NFL like the Fanatics Pro Shop for the Patriots is like, wonder what I'm going to spend my $15,000 on today. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's for me. It's got to be this Patriots tank top. It's so horrible. And I know we just said Glennie and I both said, had kind things to say about the Steelers button-down shirt. But this being a jersey of just like the guy, the I think this is Patriot Pat, right?
Yeah.
Just having nothing on the back, it being metallic. Oh, it just looks horrible. So it's got to be that for me. Oh, it's Mitchell and Ness. Wow.
Yeah. The one for the metallic tank top mesh, KB.
I mean, the tank top is horrible.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
But the pick is in.
Yeah.
That is expressing nothing in particular. What is that?
I don't get that.
That's an announcement.
That's an announcement for an announcement. Or a general announcement.
Makes no fucking sense.
The pick is in. One
for the pick is in. Nick?
Two for the pick is in. Are you kidding me?
Three for the pick is in. I would judge someone more. Like, if someone had on the Patriots tank top, I'd be like, all right, that's weird, but it's a little unique. The other one, I just like you have no brain. If you have the pick is in, no like you're an NPC. Like you don't even exist as a person.
It does
imagine like picking that out. Just be like, oh, I like that shirt.
This
like,
is something that like shirts. A fan in Madden would be wearing.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. Like the animatronic fans would just do that. Yeah, I would vote for the pick is in as well, Glennie.
I mean, I like that Tommy did just mention NPCs because there are a lot of NPCs in the world. I bet people buy that shirt, frankly. I don't think it's the craziest shirt ever. I know we've lost, but I got to stick with Shay on this one. The Patriots scumbag tank top. Like, I met one of Pat's friends recently. I met him a few times the last couple of years. He has a Patriots leg tattoo. Like, that's for him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, that thing probably sells exceptionally well.
Yes. Way better than we think it
does. That thing, you see probably one every five, and people you see wearing it in Southie.
So,
what do you think the most common calf sports logo tattoo is it the Dallas Cowboys star?
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. I think the Dolphins are kind of up there. Dolphins, Lakers, Raiders,
maybe Raiders. Raiders,
Red Sox.
The Colts horseshoe is probably.
Yeah.
You think?
But I think it's got to be Dallas. Market. How could it not be Dallas?
It's this Cowboys stuff.
Cowboys, like, they have some of the most fanatical fans I've ever seen. Like, if you've ever seen like some like the setups they have, like the man cave sort of things they got going on, it's insane. So the pick is in.
I really don't know any Cowboy fans, which is crazy.
Oh, you know.
I don't either.
Don't we know one? I think. I don't know. Anyway, that's going up against the number one seed. One of the ones that kind of sparked this whole thing. Chicago Bears COVID mask holder.
Eddie has 12 of these.
So Chicago Bears COVID mask holder, which... I just don't get, like, number one, it's still being stored crazy, but, like, what is the point of that? Because wouldn't you just throw away that mask and wear a new one? Like, would you reuse?
Did you send it?
What? Yeah, I sent it. Oh, it's stuck because our Wi-Fi here is ass. But, yeah, it's you could picture it. Imagine just, like a key holder for a house.
Here, I could try to send
it. I literally cannot picture a COVID mask holder.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, this isn't something that's like, oh, just a
mask. What is that?
Let me
see if I can send it from my phone, if it'll go quicker.
Yeah. Thanks, all business, Pete. But yeah, it's you know, like a key holder at a house.
I think, did mine send?
It says masks. So you literally can't hang anything else.
Yeah, you literally can't. It's no other option.
Oh my god. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's really.
Was that ever? Did anybody ever hang their masks?
Never.
Like,
I can't.
Even in
anyone.
The dead of the pandemic, this would have been useless.
I mean, I mean, would you get a new mask every time you left your house?
I don't remember, but I certainly didn't need a coat rack.
I mean, it's
to
fucking
hang
stupid,
them.
But it's not the dumbest thing in the world.
I think it's pretty fucking dumb.
It's
funny.
Pretty dumb.
I get it.
If COVID stuck around, it wouldn't be the craziest thing to own.
They also have a temporary mask. This is like a one-time use.
So I'm saying
mask on here.
I kind of get it, but not as merchandise for a football team.
No,
I just bought that too. I've spent $70 so far in this episode. I got the Steelers one. I don't know if I'm allowed to be a Steeler fan if I have a mask holder.
Do they make that in Giants? Buddy, I want to get that for my dad for as a gag gift.
They definitely have one.
That's a good dad gag gift for Christmas coming up.
Oh my God, my dad murder me if I bought that. So the mask holder, the Bears mask holder, is going up against the Washington Commanders. The pick is in shirt, Glennie.
I mean, the Bears, obviously.
It's so funny.
That's the new one seed.
Yeah, it is the one seed. I would go with the mask holder as well. Is this because I don't know anyone that ever hung their temporary mask when they came home? Like, it was like their hat. I don't get it. Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, even like, it would be maybe a little better if it didn't say mass in it in all huge letters. Like, you can't
it
even
be hooks with the logo.
They don't need the
right. You can't even think to use that for something else. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Mask holder, Nick.
Come on now. I'm the owner of one.
You're the proud owner. Was it, you got a Steelers one or you get a Bears one?
I got a Steelers one, yeah.
Steelers one, okay. KB?
Yeah, the mask holder.
Mask holder, Jay.
Wait, what is the mask holder going against?
The pick is in Washington football.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Yeah, mask holder. Just, it's so impractical.
Mask.
I have seen an uptick in masks lately. I was a mask guy, and I had
election season.
Non-temporary ones.
Do you guys
but
see?
Even I wouldn't like hang it on this.
Did you guys see his new book that he bought?
Who?
Tommy?
You got the Fauci book, right?
The real Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, the real Anthony Fauci book. Very, very informative. So the mask
holder. I got Save America on pre-order.
The mask holder is going to move on before we get into the second half. Let's talk about Ibotta. Sandals, sunscreen, snacks for the kids. What do these all have in common? You're probably buying a ton of them all throughout this summer, but don't stress out about the cost. Use Ibotta to get cash back on all of your purchases when you stock up on summer essentials. Ibotta is the free app that helps you earn cash back every time you shop. Earn hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies, even toys, so you can make sure that you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 a year. That could cover the cost of a shopping trip, a flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Other apps still give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, you can earn cash back that you can withdraw your bank account, PayPal, gift cards, anything else really. Simply add the offers, open the into the app, upload the receipt, and voila, the money is yours. It's time you join the 50 million users that use Ibotta to earn cash back every time you shop. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying the Ibotta app and using code BRACKET when you register. Just go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and start earning cash back and use code BRACKET. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code BRACKET. All right, shout out to the Ibotta boys. Now we have on the other side of the bracket. Oh man, I forgot about these two.
Going to do a full review of the mask, for Pittsburgh fans.
Yeah,
crazy.
Doesn't hold enough masks.
Yeah, doesn't have enough space. Yeah. So this is going up again. Now we have our number five, 6 seed versus our 11 seed. Our 6 seed is the Giants tactical vest. Which is available to purchase, up against the number 11 seed. Just this extremely ugly Giants polo women's dress thing.
What is that?
I couldn't totally figure it out. It's like split in the middle, red to blue, and it's a polo with a hood that also is a dress.
That's like for war.
I can't figure out anything about this thing.
It's a hooded mini dress.
But it's also got like the kind of like the shoulders of I don't get it. And then it's going against, again, the Giants tactical vest with camo and all the pockets and all that shit.
Is it weird that veterans get a ribbon that like all other cancers get?
The NFL has one ribbon.
Yeah. So let's start out with the Uche, the Giants weird dress thing.
That
up against the
dress kind of gets me going, if we're being honest.
Jesus Christ. Going against a tactical vest.
That's a great take. I was just going to if you see a woman in a tailgate in this that looks good, that plays.
That last part's a huge qualifier.
That looks good.
Yeah. If you see a woman that looks good.
Yeah. Well, no. If you see a hot woman that's wearing this, it will probably look good.
But if I saw like a really fat woman had a shirt that said Giant on it, I'd laugh. That's funny.
True. But I think this dress could play. The tactical, there's no situation where you'd need that to be Giants branded. And I'm a guy who has looked at salute to service gear for my team before, but a tactical vest makes no sense to me.
I feel like, generally speaking, they're setting themselves up for a potential PR disaster selling that.
Yeah.
If a guy went through like a school shooting wearing a fucking Giants PR tactical vest, it'd be terrible. KB?
It's this hooded polo shirt sewed to a skirt.
The hood is a crazy addition. I didn't notice the hood.
This is the most unholy piece of clothing I've ever seen.
Dude, it's heinous. It's so gross. 1-1 right now, Nick.
It's $75, and it said it's New York Giants refried apparel.
I was wondering what that meant.
Mean.
Sustainable hooded mini dress. It's a lot of adjectives on one garment, and it looks it. That shit sucks.
So bad.
That sucks.
So ugly.
Yeah. No, thank you.
2 for the dress, 1 for the vest.
Yeah, I did say it kind of gets me going, but the hood is... I didn't notice it had the hood. Why would you put a hood on a mini dress?
On a polo shirt and then a dress.
But still, you know, I'd rather see a hot girl in that than, I guess, in a tactical vest. So I'm going to vote for tactical vest.
Yep.
Tactical vest, 2-2 right now. I would go with just... The dress is so ugly, dude. It's so gross. And yes, you put a hot person in anything, it's going to look good.
I bet you it wouldn't work. Buy this, put it, the hottest girl you can think of or find in that.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, she'd probably make it work. Yeah. So 3 for the dress, 1 for the vest.
The vest.
Wait, 2-2.
I picked the dress. You picked picked vest. They two both picked dress. You picked vest, I picked dress.
I don't like that the vest is available for the general public to purchase. They shouldn't be allowed to do that. And the dress is idiotic. I don't really understand. The point that's really pushed me over the line here is the hood. Because if you're trying to put their hood up and it's too cold out, you can't wear the dress.
Yeah, the rest of your body is so cold.
So that's my biggest thing is the hood. So I'm out on the hood.
So the dress is going to move on. Now we have the 3 versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is the one that really took me over the edge into this whole world, which is the LaDainian Tomlinson split color jersey. It's just the ugliest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. And that's going to be this weird Steelers kids costume. I couldn't really get a handle on
it. It's only $13?
I mean,
Nick, you've got to get one.
It's clear.
Wait, is it supposed to be like a football uniform?
I don't know, dude.
It's a superhero. Because it has abs and pecs.
If you told me it was a Halloween costume, I might buy into it. If it's just for Sunday afternoon.
It says game day costume. Yeah, so you're supposed to wear it to the game. And it's just the helmet, like, it is just horrendous to look at.
It has, like, Batman gloves.
Yeah, dude.
This is going to be hard to beat.
It's really... I can't...
My God.
I can't figure it out.
That's like the baggiest helmet.
The helmet's
it's like a 1920s helmet.
That's a boot-cut helmet.
I don't want to see this one get massacred. I can kind of defend this. Because for Halloween, when you're taking little kids around, like, all Halloween costumes suck. None of them are good. You can't buy a little kid like a full football.
But it's not Halloween.
Practical to wear.
Like this just says it's a game day costume.
And it's not.
It is for Halloween. It's $50. You could get it just a real jersey.
Yeah.
And it's not a football uniform. It has like printed abs
and the logo dead center.
No, I think this plays on Halloween. This is something you throw out after the day, but I think this outfit is totally fine for Halloween.
Do you see that they reduced the price from $50 to $13 in 2021, and it still is not sold out yet? They cannot sell this thing.
That's bad.
I mean, they've had terrible quarterback play.
That's definitely why.
Why are you assuming it's a quarterback?
The Chiefs is completely off the shelves.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's the least racist thing Steve's ever done, is that he assumed it was the quarterback. Let's start with you, Glennie. The weird costume thing versus the LT split jersey.
I don't think the costume's that crazy. If you're a kid.
Thank you.
If I had a kid, maybe a nephew or a son, and it was $13 and I was just perusing the online store, and I said, oh, you'd probably love that, throw it on game day. I don't think it's that crazy. It's a kid thing. It's for a child. But then again, the LT jersey, and I also don't.
I was going to say, the LT jersey is kind of
I think
cool.
The LT jersey is kind of nice.
I like it.
Oh, like if there was going to be one color scheme in the NFL to do this jersey, it would be that one.
It's half of like the coolest NFL. If we were doing best NFL jerseys, LT powder blue Charger jerseys would be on it.
I don't think either of these are horrible. I guess by default, I'd have to go with the LT jersey solely because I really don't think the Steelers thing is that crazy. It's for a kid. The kids can wear a costume to a game.
Glennie,
why not?
Google Steelers uniform Halloween costume. They have an adult one for
$109. Okay, if we're talking adult one, then it's that one. But are we doing youth or adult?
This is the youth one, I think.
Okay.
Let me just tell you, they have these split jerseys for everything. So don't think of it specifically with LT, but they, like, I just sent the Dan Marino one.
That one's also kind
of
cool.
I do know a lot of sports fans in my life, and I don't know one owner of a split jersey, so that does scare me.
Oh, the adult one's absurd.
Yeah, it's not Halloween. Hashtag. It's for adults. It's just for game day.
It's for Sundays. Maybe Mondays and Thursdays.
Are we talking for the costume right now or the jersey?
They're talking about the costume.
Okay, if we're talking about adult costume, I'm going to go costume.
Oh, my God.
I'll go costume.
Oh, my God. This, speak about things you'd wear to fucking do some terror.
I mean, that's disturbing.
Yeah.
He looks like a Mortal Kombat character.
Yeah, what the fuck? He looks really like Sub-Zero. What the fuck is this?
Can we go adult costume?
Adult is it.
Adult costume is the pick, yes.
Yeah. So one for the Steelers costume. I think after seeing the adult one specifically, I would go with the adult one too. I don't know who that's for. Tommy?
Yeah, the adult one is horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. Like, that should just be, if you buy that, you get arrested.
Immediately.
But I don't know, dude. It's a trap. The kids one helmet is so bad.
That's true. I think we could combine into two. That wouldn't be two options anyway. We would have had them as under the same banner. So three for the Steelers costume, Nick.
Yeah, the Steelers costume. Just a man wearing something that has, like, abs built in.
Yeah.
I just don't get what it's trying to be. Is it a football player or is it a superhero?
I actually think it's even weirder for a kid to wear something with strong abs built in.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
No, adult is definitely weirder.
So,
like a hood?
It's like
giving my son sexy abs for Halloween.
Yeah, I'm going the uniform.
The uniform.
The costume.
Jay?
So I am actually a little bit of like a jersey snob. Like, I actually am in like Facebook groups about this, about people posting their jerseys. And I think it's very cool. I don't think the chart, and Kenji, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm doing some research right now. Have the Chargers ever actually worn a yellow jersey? I believe the answer is no.
Not a primary color, like I can remember. I think they had a color rush that was like close once, but like not like the Jaguars bullshit one.
Right, but I'm not seeing anything that resembles that. And it looks like they do sell just like a yellow jersey in the NFL shop. So the fact that this jersey doesn't exist, LT, LaDainian Tomlinson did not wear this jersey, makes no sense. So I think that is disgusting and an embarrassment. So I'm going
to
vote that.
So you would go to that, but the Steelers costume is going to move on.
Note from the editor, I found out in post that we had some audio-visual fuck-ups during this matchup. But the winner of this round was this Washington football team inflatable rectangle.
Okay, so the rectangle is going to move on. Now we have the chain game for the 15 seed. First up, we have this I can't totally... It's like an I Spy Giants...
I mean, I'm actually going to buy that.
Kind of love the
look. I was going to say, I kind of liked it.
God.
Yeah, and that's...
Jay, you have a Bucks version of this.
I was going to say, I hope they have a Bucks version of this. Mine's a Super Bowl, in fairness, but yes.
But this is cool. Both Giants?
Oh, wait, this is a Super Bowl. Oh, this rocks. I have the Bucks version of this.
This is cool.
Now we have the Bigfoot Panthers.
No way.
Wait, he's not awesome. Even holding the flag, man. What? Like, it's like just in his...
Oh. And there's also a Washington football Bigfoot. That's a little bit different.
Awesome.
That one is sick. The silhouette kind of sucks.
Him dressed as a commander is fucking awesome.
A Yoda Falcons car decal. I can't totally get a read on what it's supposed to be.
If you're doing a Star Wars Falcons thing, use the Millennium Falcon.
It would make more sense.
Ed Sheeran
and the NFL logo.
Ed Sheeran?
Wow. Sheeran. This is
80, NFL 2021.
86% off.
$7.
Buying it.
So the Giants button down, the two separate Bigfoot, remember, whatever you want to call them, the Ed Sheeran Giants or the Yoda Falcons. Start with you, Glennie.
So my conundrum here is I think that Giants shirt absolutely rocks. I feel like there's been a new, like, in the last 5 years, people are buying stupid-looking clothes, and that shirt is awesome. And I'm a huge fan of cryptids. I love Bigfoot. And Charlotte, that kind of area that's kind of known for their Bigfoot area, North Carolina, maybe some in Virginia, which I know is not where exactly the Commanders play, but I kind of get that vibe. I got to go with the Sheeran shirt. I'm an Ed Sheeran guy, but that's like a gym shirt. It's a cool purchase, too. It's like a nice gym shirt. Like, you can wear that to the gym. It's $7.
How do you explain that shirt? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's Ed Sheeran.
What did he, like, open the NFL in 2021?
Fucking funny.
I think I had a couple more of these too. I think so. The Bigfoot stuff, by the way, every team has so much Bigfoot stuff.
Oh, I think it's all. Even if it's not a Bigfoot area, because like that Charlotte, that area, North Carolina, West North Carolina is a Bigfoot.
You keep
Bigfoot
saying
area.
That. What does that mean? It's a Bigfoot yeah. area.
Like that's woods? Like where you would find it in the Appalachians.
I thought Bigfoot was. I thought Bigfoot to be like was like Pacific Montana. Northwest. I thought it. Yeah.
No.
Fair enough.
The more you know.
They got Sasquatch up there.
Bigfoot's
they're kind of
from
different.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
I would go with this Ed Sheeran thing as well.
The Ed Sheeran for $7. It's a good deal, though. That's just a good $7 shirt.
So two for Sheeran, Tommy.
I'd be willing to just change the bracket to just we do this every week. The NFL team store is an infinite number of crazy things.
Yeah.
It's the Ed Sheeran shirt.
It's the Ed Sheeran shirt. Another one. Nick?
It's not for a particular team. It's for the man. Just with the NFL logo. But it is. If I saw this on a shelf in a thrift store, I would say, holy fuck. And this could be $80, and I would be walking out with it. This is so fucking funny.
Another for a Sheeran, KB?
Yeah, it's the Ed Sheeran NFL shirt.
Get it before Christmas. It's advertised. Like a grandma's...
Oh, hell yeah. That's actually for nobody.
I don't totally get it either.
No, that is for Ed Sheeran.
Che?
I'm going with the Carolina Panthers Bigfoot silhouette. It makes no sense. Nick pointed out he's not really holding the flag.
Lenny, I'm looking at stats. I don't know if North Carolina...
Well, honestly, the thing doesn't exist, so there are no stats.
Well, that was one of my other holdups. You were so confident.
It's not a hotbed.
Well, yes, it is. East Tennessee, no. West North Carolina.
Where's Bigfoot?
There's a Sasquatch that's in Canada. Mm-hmm. It's a whole nine.
There's a lot to do, a lot of it. So either way, the... I just can't get over the fucking Bigfoot things are crazy. The Ed Sheeran Giants thing is going to go up against our number two seed, which is the...
This tiny NC town is where to go for Bigfooting and a haunted museum.
Bigfooting. I didn't even know it was an adjective. It's going up against this disgusting Chiefs dress split right down the middle, red to yellow, going up against...
I bet Taylor Swift would rock this. Kind of.
I don't think so. I think she has too many good PR people to let that happen. So the Sheeran shirt versus just this vile-looking Chiefs dress. Disgusting. Start with you, Che.
The Chiefs looking thing, I'm trying to picture if you put like a really hot woman in it. I don't even think that would look great.
It would.
I think it would too.
I don't want to get super horny right now, but I just zoomed into this.
Yeah, zoom in on the material.
And that material is is some good material. That material is a winning material.
Yeah, this is a good material.
I think you're right. All right, yeah, so I'll vote for the Ed Sheeran. Sure.
That material is, it could be anything, that material.
Glenny, who hours earlier claimed he was bottom five horny guy in the office, just zoomed in.
He's getting hard.
Bottom five.
Just you think you're bottom five horny guy?
Bottom five.
Zoomed into the material of a Chiefs dress. He also said he doesn't like Nashville that much.
Yes.
I think if you had a thing, if you had a word association game with Glenny, you would think horny in Nashville. Within four words,
Lenny,
my tea has been low.
I think you follow 2.3% of all women on Instagram. I think that's actually accurate.
Holy shit! So one for the NFL NFL Ed Sheeran.
Oh, the material.
That material's crazy.
Gonna zoom in on it, KB.
Yeah, I mean, the dress, it's a cohesive garment, unlike the polo hooded skirt. It's the Sheeran shirt still. It's the Sheeran NFL shirt.
Sheeran NFL shirt, Nick?
The dress has purpose and utility. Like, you could wear this, you couldn't wear this to, like, an NFL game. And I don't know if you could wear this to an Ed Sheeran concert. Like, It's amazing. It's the Sheeran shirt.
Can I ask, where would you ever wear that dress?
When you have an NFL game at 1 and an Ed Sheeran concert at 7.
Fuck, I found the perfect shirt. Yeah.
Tommy, tweet that right now.
Tommy?
I mean, I don't know anything about women's fashion, but I think that is a nice-looking dress. Like, I legitimately was like, I could see Taylor Swift like wearing that to a Chiefs game, people being like, oh, she's serving. Yeah, the Ed Sheeran shirt's crazy. So
I found the merch drop tweet for the Sheeran collection.
And?
It got ratioed pretty heavily.
No way.
I'll send it.
Please send it. Sheeran, between the Sheeran and the Chiefs dress, the Sheeran one, I think, at least has comedic value. The dress, I think, is so gross, I would still vote for the dress, even if I'm the only dissenting vote. Glenny?
Sheeran. I mean, come on, you think I'm going against that dress?
Jesus Christ.
That material.
Oh, that material's unbelievable.
Oh, my God, there's so many different Sheeran things.
The hat. Oh, my God, the jacket.
The Letterman Sheeran jacket.
Sheeran hat kind of fucks. I like that hat.
Holy shit. What the fuck is this? Oh my god.
Bart Winkler. Are you looking at quote tweets?
He quoted it with him wearing it, him and his boy.
I kind of want it. Is it still for sale even on this?
It's now.
Damn. All right. That's on eBay somewhere.
Just saw someone wearing this in Soho.
So now we can go through a playoffs. First up is the Washington football chair from before that was $1,100. And that's going up against our old cheesehead magnet, the fedora. So the fedora maggot versus the $1,100 chair, Glenny.
At the end of the day, if I'm going on to NFLShop.com and I'm making this purchase, I could throw a maggot onto any order I want. I cannot throw an $1,100 chair with one stitched on W on it. The chair is going to be hard for me. The $1,100 chair is a tough one.
I'm going with the chair as well.
I would like to make a sanctity of the bracket point, and that this is not what's the most overpriced item.
But it's the dumbest thing. It's the dumbest thing.
It's what's the dumbest item. It's not what would be the dumbest purchase. It's what's the dumbest item. And I don't think in and of itself the chair is a dumb item. It's a dumb. It would be a dumb purchase. But if we're talking purely dumb item, nothing is as dumb as a cheesehead fedora. You know,
but I kind of disagree because, I mean, a fucking... How come I've never seen the cheesehead fedora? Because that's an awesome little thing. It's like
I just think
wear, like,
if
houndstooth hats at Alabama
with
games.
All the absurd things we've seen, if we somehow let just like a gaming chair win, it'd be crazy.
That's a salient point. I'm gonna swap my vote to the cheesehead fedora. Tommy, I'm assuming
cheesehead fedora.
Cheesehead fedora. Nick,
cheesehead fedora has charm.
Yeah.
If I walked into somebody's house and they had both, I would like the cheesehead fedora, and I'd be like, "That's a dumb gaming." Like, you don't need your fandom on everything.
Mm.
Buy a chair.
Two for the chair, two for the cheesehead. KB.
Yeah, I guess I don't need my magnets to be sensible, but it's just the cheesehead fedora magnet. I'm putting my vote with that.
Three for the magnet. Jay?
So I'm actually on the Bucks team store right now to see if they have this. And they do, and they have it in many cool logos. They have the Bucks logo. They have the Bucks Super Bowl 55 champions logo.
For what, the magnet or
the chair?
No, the chair.
Buy it.
It is the same price. It's the $1,040 basically. But they do have other versions of this. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Expression Pro gaming chair, which is $500. So that makes me feel like it is in line with whatever this thing costs, and is not that crazy of a markup. It's also 25% off if you bought it now, so you save a couple $100. But this is a much better item than the cheesehead thing. It's an expensive thing, but to Tommy's point, this isn't about that. So the cheesehead.
The cheesehead is going to move on. Now we have the Chicago Bears mask holder versus the Bengals wheel of fate.
Oh boy, this
is
an immovable
Titan.
Yeah.
David versus or Goliath versus Goliath.
This is a finals matchup. The mask holder is so impressive. The fact that it also only has like three spots. But the wheel of fate, like, that's basically telling you to miss football.
I want to say
the wheel of fate is worse because technically you could like put keys on the other thing and that would make sense. But for spirit of the bracket, we can't really do that. So, I guess, I'm leaning the mask holder as being dumber.
Mask holder, KB.
I mean, if you're somebody who wears masks, I don't think it's that ridiculous to want to hang it up on a rack of some sorts.
Especially if you're a Bears fan.
The wheel of fate isn't anything. It's just go do a chore.
So you're sticking with the wheel of fate.
The wheel of fate, yeah.
One to one.
I'm changing my vote.
You're changing your vote over the wheel of fate. Two for the wheel of fate. Nick?
Items like this are for super fans, right? I have to have... This is for my man cave where everything is Eagles themed. And this one's like, I'm such a super fan. Even my wheel of fate is Eagles branded. But by purchasing that, and if you use it, the odds are you will not be ingesting football.
Mm-hmm.
So by buying that, you're not a fan of football. Because you don't putting it up to chance to watch the game, it makes zero sense. It's the Wheel of Fate.
The Wheel of Fate.
The Wheel of Fate. Three for the Wheel of Fate,
yeah,
Tommy.
I think just by definition of dumb, nothing is dumber than the Wheel of Fate. It just it's for a super it's something that discourages you from watching football that only a super fan would ever buy. Again, there's so many ways where you could kind of make that funny. It could be everything football, one notch. It's so dumb. The design of it is so dumb. It's going to be hard for that to be topped.
I would pick that as well. Glennie?
Yeah, when we're talking about the true definition, especially even the mask holder too, like, I didn't think I'd be doing Christmas shopping today, but I'm going to buy a Giants mask holder. I think that's a funny idea. Especially that Steven just mentioned that you could hold your keys up there. Like, putting your keys on a Giants mask holder thing is funny. So I'm probably going to grab that. I got to go with the Wheel of Fate. It's an idiotic, truly a dumb creation.
So the Bengals Wheel of Fate is going up against our magnet, our Fedora Cheesehead magnet, to go into the finals. Glennie.
I've changed my tune on the magnet. I think if I was a Packers fan, if I was going to Lambeau, I guess maybe they sell them in the parking lot, and you were offered a regular cheesehead or a Fedora cheesehead, out of respect to Vince Lombardi, I would buy the Fedora cheesehead. Other than that, I don't think it's crazy. I got to go with the...
I didn't put together the Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, I think that's what it's for.
That's, I'm assuming, the Fedora part.
Okay, that makes a lot
but
more
have,
sense.
But it doesn't, though, because they have other hats.
Sombrero.
Right, the sombrero.
Yeah. I don't know why. I feel like it's... I'm shocked we don't see the Fedora cheeseheads on TV. Like, I feel like that would be a cooler thing. Kind of like people wear like a houndstooth hat at Bryant Denny in Bama. But
I didn't put together the Vince Lombardi.
I got to go with the Wheel of Fate. The Wheel of Fate is it's moronic.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Jones would wear a sombrero a lot on the sidelines for the Packers.
That's fair.
Aaron Jones would. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And
then the Cowboy. I just think
I don't know who the Cowboy has hats. Yes.
Yeah.
So three for the Wheel of, or two for the Wheel of Fate, because I would go for the Wheel of Fate as well.
Yeah, now all of a sudden the cheese magnet's starting to look pretty fucking brilliant. It's so deep that I didn't even pick up on it at first. That's how advanced of an item it is.
Yeah.
So I'll go with the, I mean, who knows what we'll find out about the Wheel of Fate, but I'm going with the Wheel of Fate.
Wheel of Fate, Nick?
Wheel of Fate. It pisses me off.
Pisses us off, KB?
I feel like I just voted Wheel of Fate.
Against
it's a different matchup.
It's a different matchup, yeah.
What is it against now?
The Cheesehead Fedora.
I thought that's what it, okay. Yeah, it's definitely the Wheel of Fate.
Mm-hmm. Wheel of
the
Fate.
Cheese, I'm turning on the cheese hats. They're kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. Jay?
The Wheel of Fate serves no purpose whatsoever. At least the magnet can hold up, your kid's like good test score.
So the Wheel of Fate's going to go into the finals. On the other side, we have the Giants dress, the two-tone dress, going up against the Steelers costume. I don't even know if we have to vote on it, but the Steelers costume versus the Giants dress.
I mean, this is another tough one.
It's two apparel pieces.
Okay, yeah.
Well, hold on. This makes a difference. Is the Steelers costume the kids' costume?
I think we're combining both.
I think there's a huge gap because kids' costumes, like kids, all kids'
Let's
costumes.
Let's do the adult one.
That's what we'll do. Yeah, the adult one's fine.
Then it's definitely the adult one.
Okay, it's the adult one, but it also has the kids' helmet. Let's say that because that kids' helmet is so it's fucking bad. That's,
you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. Sanctuary of the bracket.
All right, fine. Just the adult one then.
Yeah, so then the Steelers.
Steelers costume?
Adult, yes.
KB, Steelers costume is that Giants dress?
I hate the dress. But the adult costume is worse.
Two for the adult costume, Nick.
Yeah, like, cause I'd imagine that's for dudes to wear to the game, and that's the same. I hate that archetype of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, costume to a game, like, don't do that. It's the costume.
The same guy that bought to the Wheel of Fate.
Yes, same guy. Yes, same guy. Tommy.
And, like, why does the adult costume have a hood and a face mask like that? Like a gator. Like, why not also have a helmet of some sort? Really a bizarre piece of apparel. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with that.
So another one for the Steelers costume. I'd vote for the Steelers costume as well. Glennie?
Yep, same.
Steelers costume is going to move on. Now we have the Ed Sheeran NFL shirt. It's fucking ridiculous. Going up against the Washington football team inflatable rectangle.
Oh, this should be the final.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The inflatable rectangle versus the Sheeran NFL shirt, Glennie.
I'm going to go with the Sheeran NFL shirt. The inflatable rectangle, now that I'm thinking about it, it's only the size of two footballs. I don't know. Maybe you have friends over for a big game. chow down at the table before, throw it in the middle. I don't think it's that insane.
But this, the Sheeran one, you think is
the Sheeran one is it's a collector's item. It's a once in a lifetime collector's item.
So one for the Sheeran.
Yes.
I would say between these two, the Sheeran thing is crazy, but I almost kind of like it. And the rectangle is just so stupid. And like the fact that it's a small thing you're supposed to use in a centerpiece makes it way worse. So I'd go with the rectangle.
I think maybe though, yeah, you could see the rectangle on like a snack table and you got some chips and pretzels and dip around it. And I would bat way less of an eye than I would if the guy had an Ed Sheeran NFL t-shirt on when I walked into his house. So I'm going to go with that.
Two for the Sheeran T. Yeah. Nick.
It's the Sheeran T. I think Ed Sheeran didn't even wear it to that event.
He's probably the stupidest fucking t-shirt of all time.
And there the Letterman has to be on eBay somewhere. KB?
I'm looking.
They didn't have to use a rectangle. It could be an inflatable football or a football player. But it's the Ed Sheeran shirt.
It's the Ed Sheeran shirt.
It's got to be.
Yeah, Jay?
Yeah, if it was like a tackling dummy or like something like that, it would at least look somewhat relevant. The fact that it's just a giant rectangle and advertised as so. Like, at least Ed Sheeran performed, right? Like, he didn't wear it, but he did perform. That happened.
Yeah.
There's no reason for a giant rectangle that just blocks people's view from the TV.
Mm-hmm. So Sheeran is going to move on, and then now we have our semifinal, Ed Sheeran NFL versus the adult Steelers costume, Jay.
Damn, this is tough.
Like, the exact polar opposite person would wear both of these.
Fuck. At least the Ed Sheeran shirt is a shirt, and it can serve its purpose. The adult Steelers costume, like, at that point, just buy a jersey. Like, it'll look way better. That makes no sense. So the Steelers adult jersey.
Steelers adult shirt, KB.
It's the NFL shirt with the British singer's last name on it.
Written in like metal.
Yeah. So one for the Ed Sheeran shirt, Nick.
Two for the Ed Sheeran shirt. It's just, again, like I could see if there was like a Sheeran and a, like a the team's logo. Oh, I'm an Ed Sheeran and a Steelers fan. This is NFL and Sheeran, and it has just the year. And it's like that. It's that.
I like Ed Sheeran, but I'm not ready to commit to an NFL team just quite yet. I like watching the sport. Don't really have a favorite team, but I do love Shape of You. I'll go with that. Yeah.
Sheeran. I think between these two, I'd go Sheeran as well. Glennie?
I keep looking at Ed as my phone background right now. I'm going to stick with the Steelers costume.
Stick with the Steelers. Fair enough. Two for the Steelers costume, but Sheeran's going to move on. So now we have, in the finals, the Ed Sheeran NFL shirt versus the Wheel of Fate from the Bengals. Powerhouse matchup. Glennie Balls.
Fuck. I was trying to think about the Wheel of Fate before. Like, maybe is this a purchase for the wife to spin before? I'm still trying to figure out the logistics of it. The Wheel of Fate's so dumb. I can't stop picturing like a skit of a human being actually getting up and spinning the Wheel of Fate at kickoff. I got to go Wheel of Fate.
One for the Wheel of Fate. I think between these two, again, just the kind of like how Nick put it, like it's a purchase that actively discourages someone from watching football for the team that they love. And this person must love the team a ton. They buy something as dumb as this. But also, they must not. I don't know.
Just doesn't make sense.
There's like an onion, dude. It's so many different layers of this thing. So I'm going to go with the Wheel of Fate, Tommy.
Yeah, to be clear, like in case there are people who are just listening, there's 12 slots on this wheel. 4 say game time, the other 8 are household choice.
Yeah.
So you have a 33% chance of watching the game.
Okay.
Again, I can't. Unless, like Nick said, it's weighted, which, I mean, there's nothing. There's no way. I mean, they're selling a weighted Wheel of Fate. That would be brilliant.
Would be hilarious.
That would then be the most brilliant item ever created.
Do the dishes, babe? Take it to the wheel.
It's always game time.
If it's just a way for guys to get out of household chores and watch the game, then it's the greatest invention ever. Yeah. But assuming it's not that, I'm going with the Bengals Wheel of Fate.
Bengals Wheel of Fate, Nick?
I would be the proudest guy in the world walking into any room with that Ed Sheeran. Like, it's an awesome fucking piece. And I understand that it's pretty pointless, but if you look at it just in a vacuum, it is so fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it shouldn't exist, and it does, and it was sold, and there, it was a part of a collection.
Uh-huh.
The Wheel of Fate is just, it is, I don't get the type of person that'll be like, oh, this is awesome. Like, I can see a huge market for the people ironically liking the Wheel of Fate's almost impossible to ironically.
Can't play.
What do the reviews say?
It has to be weighted.
There are no written
because reviews. It is a trick. Because otherwise, they would be pulling people away from their product.
Exactly.
It's a fewer amount of game time slots. When people do spin it, it will land on game time. The significant other will think that it's fair. It's obviously not.
That would
be in
the description.
In which case it is.
Yeah.
That would have to be in the description.
I feel like it would have to be, too.
It has to be.
Yeah. It absolutely has to be.
It's the Wheel of Fate. This is one of the worst products ever created.
Wheel of Fate, Wheel of Fate. Che, you would go Wheel of Fate as well?
I mean, we have to, I think, buy one.
No, because I'm buying the conspiracy theory, so I'm going Sheeran shirt.
You're going the Sheeran shirt.
But I think we have to buy one and see if it's weighted.
Yes. I think that's the only way to solve this.
I've already spent $100 this episode.
we'll take
Chicago
care of this one.
Chicago one is out of stock.
Yeah, a lot of them are out of. The Rams is out of stock. The Vikings is out of stock. That has to mean it's just not getting bought.
Yeah.
Made.
The Wheel of Fate is going to win this one, but I do want to show you guys some of the honorable mentions. I'm going to see if I can just add into the Zoom here.
Eddie's got
just this kind of this kind of gross looking Bills jacket.
Yeah, it's gross.
A $500 Browns rug.
That thing's kind of fucking awesome.
Wait, oh, the Darius Rucker
the Larry shirts are fantastic.
Yeah.
Kidding me?
Darius Rucker shirt. There's the Aztec thing from before. More Bigfoot.
More Bigfoot.
I think
Bigfoot's
rocks.
Made his way to KC.
I did just look. It said North Carolina to Haven.
How do you think? What do you think of this, Glennie?
Dude,
if I was a Chiefs fan.
That one from before. A lot of Mickey Mouse stuff.
That's bad.
I think that shit's cool.
I think that's kind of cool as well.
That's not bad.
I couldn't figure this one out.
Whoa! This is the worst thing so far.
That's the worst one.
I mean, that was made on custom ink.
Yeah, that was made on MS Paint.
Concept Spoon.
That's so bad.
That literally had to be hacked.
That might have won
that's
the whole
the
thing.
Winner.
So I saw this one and I was like, this is so ugly, but I don't know if anyone else will think it's as ugly as me. Because I had the same fear that you guys kind of had when you looked at the Chiefs dress and you're like, oh, sexy.
No, but at least that...
It was the Chiefs' colors.
Yeah.
And this is literally made on custom ink.
Panthers.
And it's like clearly just photoshopped onto it in like
an aerial.
It's perfectly
flat.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
What a half-assed piece of merch.
Yeah. This thing I think kind of cool.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
That's tough.
I think it's kind of cool. This I couldn't totally figure out either.
I think that's for like golf, maybe?
I couldn't figure out. Dude, it's sleeveless.
No, it's women's.
It's women's and sleeveless. I don't know. I couldn't
figure out. Women golf. That's cool.
That shirt rocks.
I think
too.
It's kind of cool too.
I'm all for the Disney collection.
Oh,
I don't like anybody that wears overalls.
Yeah,
but you could see some like guy wearing that at a tailgate.
It's $90.
Raiders.
It's aqua blue Raiders. It's
what
washed out
fuck?
Logo. Like $90.
I could do this forever.
Yeah. This is my favorite episode we've ever done.
This is another.
That's not bad.
Another Giants dress.
Yep.
Not good.
Wait, hold on. Go back.
I mean,
by Carl Banks. Carl Banks is like a legendary Giants player. Is he making women's clothing now?
Yeah, it's for her by
Carl
Banks.
Banks.
Come on.
Yeah. So this one, I couldn't totally figure this one out either.
What the fuck
wait.
That one's kind of cool.
Acrylic.
Highland.
It's Jaden Daniels getting drafted. I don't think that's crazy.
But what is it?
It's an acrylic block.
Yeah,
that's not
an acrylic block draft card that like.
Yeah, if Jaden Daniels becomes
cool.
The next superstar.
Like, what is the what type of object is that?
I think that's cool too.
I don't. It's a block. It's literally an
it's
acrylic
just a block.
Block.
Like
yeah,
something
you put
on
your desk. Yeah.
All right, that's not bad.
This I think I don't know. It's just something.
I think it's kind of cool.
I think it's a little bit too
quite
boring.
Ugly.
It's a good
Darius tour. Strikes again.
Darius got in here again.
That's like the New Jersey Transit logo.
Oh my god.
What the fuck is the logo on the back?
Dude,
I like that.
It's on both Detroit. Nick, you might have to buy this one too. Whoever
god
wears this
it.
Gets in so many fights.
$63.
That's a good deal.
Bro, like if a guy
why
wearing that, fuck my wife,
I
would let him walk away.
Why is the logo fucked up on the back? Yeah, they reversed they inversed it. What is that?
It's just split. I don't know.
Another good big ass Steeler was one.
That one, if that was a t-shirt, that would be cool.
This, so many fights have been had in that.
Dudes love to fight tank. Oh!
I mean, that thing
Dave,
fucks.
Dave has this.
The yeah. Steelers?
He said this was the quickest. No, well, the Patriots, okay. Obviously. But he said this was like the quickest purchase he ever made.
Well, with the boat, yeah, it makes more sense. This.
12 that would look bucks. Good on the right person.
Wait. Steelers wait. And. Oh, it looked like a Giants logo first.
No, it's just three different variations of the Steelers logo.
That's weird. Is that the back of it?
Going
yeah,
down
that's
the
back. It's like the Riley Reid tattoo on the back of it, except it's all Steelers fucking logos. This thing I couldn't really figure out either.
Why do the Steelers have so much stuff?
I just went through each team. Like, so I went through a couple of the teams, at least to the people I knew would be on here. You know what I mean? But the Steelers had the most.
That dress comes with a knotted t-shirt around the waist built in.
I think so.
No way.
It's a Pittsburgh Steelers Aaron Andrews knotted t-shirt dress.
That's going to look good on the right person.
Oh, God damn it. There's just the Steelers logo doesn't quite work like cut in half.
Dude, it's heinous.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
This is for men's, Tommy.
What?
It's women's. It's women's.
That's women's.
Pub Light.
That's cool.
For 330 is the only thing that's for me for a fucking loop.
330.
Trick or treat tray.
Wait, does it say Washington anywhere?
Yeah, like very small right there. It's stupid. The Yoda decal. That might have been it. I think that was it. Yeah. But yeah, those are honorable mentions.
I never want to stop going through the NFL team.
Dude, I went through such a fucking rabbit hole setting up this whole thing, looking through all these options. And then there's so much more.
Sports next.
Yeah, dude, I barely scratched the surface, and college would be way worse.
What about like MLB,
yeah,
NBA?
Let's just do part two next week.
Yeah, we'll do part two. We'll find.
I mean,
more.
College has to be literally never ending.
Yeah, it could be like, oh yeah. But we'll work on that maybe for next week. But until then, we'll see you guys next episode.
I hope people watch this one.
Yeah.